Anyway, another bit of research this week is showing that reed warblers have found that mob rule can avoid being cuckolded by cuckoos. Now, cuckoos live a very parasitic lifestyle. They lay their eggs in the nests of other birds, letting those other birds spend their time and resources bringing up their young. From an evolutionary perspective, it's a very good trick if you can get away with it. But if you're the victim, then you're wasting your own resources on somebody else's DNA. Writing in Current Biology, Cambridge University researcher Nick Davis reports on how reed warblers use mobbing techniques to try and keep the parasitic cuckoos away from their nests. Mobbing is, however, a very risky strategy. It's very energy intensive and it exposes you to predators. It may not even prevent the cuckoo from getting through. Worse still, sometimes these reed warblers mistakenly mob a sparrowhawk, which looks a little bit like a cuckoo, but the worse than that, it actually feeds on reed warblers, so a really big mistake. Now, you'd think that some birds would just save their energy and they'd just reject any eggs that don't look like their own. But the cuckoos have evolved to be able to lay mimic eggs, which actually look the same as the reed warblers. So this establishes kind of an evolutionary arms race between parasite and host. So what they did was place model cuckoos near the reed warblers' egg-bearing nests, and then Davis and colleagues could observe how the warblers attempted to defend their nests. About half of the time, the warblers became aggressive and did this mobbing behaviour. And in the high-risk areas, this mobbing behaviour made them far less likely to be subject to a cuckoo visit than their more peaceful neighbours. But significantly, in areas where the warblers were at lower risk, so there were fewer cuckoos around, they were actually far less likely to show the mobbing behaviour. In fact, in those areas, mobbing was actually likely to attract cuckoos in rather than scare them away. Reed warblers were also shown to reserve this mobbing behaviour only for cuckoos, so not for any other predator, not for any other pest, showing that they adapt their nest defence strategy according to their conditions, which is actually very much like our own human military.
Intriguing stuff from the world of cuckoos.